you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. I am Justin Sylvester. Aaron and Morgan are out again, so I'm once again joined by Scott Tweedy and Victor Cruz. Today, we have a devastating update. The search for Glee star Naya Rivera has become a search and recovery mission. Ventura County authorities say Naya is presumed dead after she went missing at Lake Piru on Wednesday. Now, Naya and her four-year-old son, Josie, rented a boat the day she went missing, and about 3 hours later, her son was found on board alone. Josie told investigators that he and his mom were swimming in the lake and Naya did not get back on the boat.
A source close to Naya says she was in a really good place leading up to this. We're told she seemed really happy and was excited for new beginnings this year. Our source also says Naya and Josie were incredibly close. In an interview with E! Last year, Naya told us, quote, "Being a mum is always my first priority, so everything else can sort of wait. Nothing's more important than that."
Yeah, authorities say more than 100 people are searching Lake Piru for Naya's body, with all indications she drowned. During a press conference yesterday, the Sheriff's Department confirmed there are no signs of foul play and no signs of anything that went wrong besides just a tragic, tragic accident. We'll keep you posted, as always, throughout the show with any updates.
Yeah, you guys. So now, moving on to something across the pond, something that's getting messier by the day, the ongoing trial between Johnny Depp and the Sun keeps getting more shocking as the day goes on. Now, to recap for you guys, Johnny is suing the Sun for libel over a story that called him a wife beater. Okay, now this all went down during his marriage to Amber Heard. We all remember that tumultuous marriage. Now, the three-week trial is underway, and numerous bombshells have come from this.
Well, this is messy with a capital N. Now, on the stand, the Sun's lawyers accused Johnny of slapping and kicking Amber on a private plane. Johnny denied the claims, but said he thought she was having an affair with her co-star at the time, James Franco. Johnny also testified about Amber allegedly throwing a vodka bottle at him, which severed his finger. Amber has previously denied this claim. The list goes on and on, and it's getting very interesting. Even today, Johnny testified he called Amber Heard a turd after she may have pooped in their bed as a prank. I kid you not, that is a real thing. Now, at this point, we need to point out that the trial is still ongoing. We did reach out to all the parties for comments, but we did not hear back at this point. Victor, what do you think about that?
I'm going to be honest. If either of you two call me a turd at any point in time, we're going to fight. Just throwing that out there. There's some pretty shocking secrets that have come out without all of this. Obviously, if you were Johnny, would you come out and like come and try to fight these rumors, or just sit back, let it all kind of play out, and then say something maybe later? What would you guys do?
Here's the issue, and I said this yesterday about Meghan Markle. If you had just went through a very public trial with Amber Heard, you had settled for $7 million, you had got her to sign an NDA, why would you continue on this case with lawyers that are costing you money, with reports coming out that could really slander your name, that could really hurt your career? Why wouldn't you just drop it and move on? These celebrities have egos and they want to prove a point. It's only hurting him in the long run.
Yeah, but I think part of this is it's the offense of being called a wife beater. If he believes he has not done this, he's been accused of this, I feel like that is a title which will affect future work for him. Whereas this other stuff we're finding about their bizarre relationship, I mean, a very bizarre relationship, is damaging. But if there's consent there and they did it behind closed doors, he can still get future work from it. That's what I believe.
Yeah, but come on. We're not talking about the LA Times calling him a wife beater. We're not talking about the New York Times or Time Magazine or any of a reputable source. We're talking about exactly. The Sun. That's like the Globe calling me an alien. You think I'm suing the Globe for calling me an alien? It's Globe.
It's still a title. It's still a title, and you want to clear your name of that.
But to be called a wife beater by any publication or any person is a bad deal. So I don't know. I know Johnny's probably thinking about this, and he wants to say something, but I won't want to be called a wife beater by anybody, let alone some tabloid magazine out there. But I do think his career can still recover from this. I think he's still going to get roles. I think he's still going to be the Johnny Depp we all know in the movie scene. But I think personally, in his day-to-day social life, it may take a hit.
I don't know, y'all. I mean, right before this was all happening, when the divorce from Amber Heard was going on, you remember there were reports that he was drunk on set, that he couldn't remember his lines, that they had to put an earpiece.
What actor isn't drunk on set or doing something on set nowadays, Justin? Let's be honest here, okay?
I'm sorry. If Disney put $275 million behind a movie I was showing up to, honey, I would be dry as can be, okay?
Valid point.
You're living a dream world, Justin, because you know this is what builds their characters and personalities, and there's going to be a lot of directors and writers out there at the moment going, Johnny Depp for this role. Yes, this is getting better for the role I want him for. He won't be doing any family movies anytime soon with The Rock. He won't be doing Daddy Daycare 7. He'll be doing some very dark roles.
Well, we will have to see. You know, Johnny Depp, I hope this all gets cleared up, and I hope The Sun has to pay you up some money, because I heard you lost a few mil this year. Now, it seems that there have been nonstop celebrity splits recently. It must be something in the air. From Scott Disick and Sophia Richie to Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green, Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson, I didn't see that one coming. But now Jordana Brewster and Andrew Form are the latest splitting after 13 years of marriage. You guys, why do you think this spike is going on? I have my own deduction from this whole thing, but why do you think this spike is happening?
I just think the realness is that people are starting to spend in a crazy amount of time with their partners, and obviously being celebrities, they're probably not used to having this much time together. They go film a movie, they come back, they spend 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then they're on the road again, working, doing things like that. So now, if you're sitting on the couch and you're chilling, you're like, wait, you clip your toenails right here all the time? And why is that pinky toe a little green? I don't know. Like, what's going on? I didn't see that before. I didn't see that 2 months ago.
So now I think
you're talking about somebody close to you, Victor. I hope this is not from home.
Her toes aren't green. We're good. And neither are mine.
I'll see what you're saying, Vic, and I'll raise you. You know when you start dating somebody and you have different criteria of what you're looking for? You might want some personality, some career drive. I feel like COVID and isolation is really shooting a lot of people in the foot that opted for looks. If you went 100% looks and no personality, and you're spending 4 months with this person in your home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that. I also think celebrities do this thing where if they're gonna break up with somebody, they kind of wait for like a holiday weekend or a 4-day weekend so they can slip it right into that news cycle and it can get lost. If you were a celebrity, you wanted to break up, this is the perfect time to break up. We have COVID, we have Black Lives Matters, we have murder hornets, we have Kanye running for president. There's so many things that you can get lost behind. So I think these celebrities are like, this is a perfect time to just plant this here so I can move on with my life. Am I right?
I couldn't agree
more. The distractions.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and you also have people in those relationships that have been fishing for an excuse. You have your best friends there and you're like, get out of this relationship. COVID was the perfect thing to finally get it over the line.
Or it could be something as small as like not realizing your girl didn't know how to cook. Like you don't know how to cook. Like we're literally locked in here for months and weeks at a time and you can't make an egg sandwich? Like what's going on?
Take us to a break, Justin.
My girl can cook though.
Carucci, I'm on the way. We're gonna fight Victor today. Up next, you guys, we are kicking off Jessica Simpson's Big 4-0 with her funniest and wildest moments, plus what she waited 14 years to do. That is up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea. Is that stupid?
It's so crazy. I still remember where I was when I heard that iconic line. Do you guys remember where you guys were?
I don't remember where I was, but I remember being like, is she serious? Like, she's just playing, right?
Like, yeah, no, I was young. I was young, but I just think Nick Lachey's silence says it all. He represented the world right then, and it was brilliant TV. You can't script that.
You can't script that. Well, Jessica has grown up a little bit because today she turns 40, and in honor of that milestone, Jessica posted this pic wearing jeans from 14 years ago, which I am impressed. They still fit, by the way. We're gonna honor her big day by looking back at some of our favorite Jessica Simpson moments.
I'm very excited about the future. I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
It's about just knowing who you are. And even if you don't, it doesn't matter. Just stay humble and just go with it.
I think the older I get, the more comfortable I am in my own skin.
It is 10 years and people still like me.
Everything that makes me smile is, it's all about beauty and confidence and just owning yourself.
Nailed it. It was fun, it was role play, it was exciting.
I have short legs. I gotta accept it. I can't make them longer, so I wear 6-inch heels. With pregnancy, everybody says that you have a glow, but I think it's because you're sweating to death.
I've been in a very good place in my life, just trying to figure out who I am and what I'm about.
Who can deny a hot husband?
My daughter was like, Mom, why do we have paparazzi? She goes, Mom, why do they like you?
Having kids has made me a better person.
I'm not one for being mic'd up all day. I stick my foot in my mouth too much.
I would normally blame gas on a dog. Now I take full credit. The baby's trying to find its way in there and, you know, pushing air through all sockets.
Yes!
I must have been pregnant for the last 20 years because there's air coming out of everywhere. We have watched Jessica Simpson go through a ton of ups and downs over the years. There was her marriage and divorce to Nick Lachey and relationships with Tony Romo and John Mayer. Damn, she dated some hot-ass dudes. She also made Daisy Dukes famous again. And of course, there's her music career and her billion-dollar fashion empire. Now at 40 years old, Jessica is happily married and has 3 kids with another hot man. God, how does she keep on doing this?
She's done it all.
She's done it all. Victor, what is your favorite Jessica Simpson moment?
Well, my favorite Jessica moment, besides the chicken of the sea situation from years ago, was when she was in the movie Employee of the Month with Dane Cook, and he asked her, like, what was your thing? What is your, you're like perfect. What is your one flaw? And she pulled that hair back and showed them ears. And I was like, what is going on? Like, I was blown away. The movie was hilarious. I love the movie. It was hysterical. And her performance in it was just top notch. And it made me laugh even just thinking about it.
Did you crush on her, Victor? Were you crushing on her back years ago?
Big time. Especially watching that movie. I was like, yo, she's hot. Like, she's in this movie doing it. Dane Cook is hilarious. That whole dynamic. It was really good. I was definitely crushing on Jessica Simpson back in the day.
Oh my God, Scott, what is yours?
Well, for me, I was exactly like Victor Cruz. She was at that age, I was at that age when she was at her prime and I was falling in love with her all the time. Chicken of the Sea, we mentioned it before, who cannot love that? But I also saw some footage I was watching this morning just before coming on the show, and I didn't see this when it happened at the time, but I swear producers must tell her things knowing that she would say it on the show. So she received a platypus and she looks and she goes, isn't it called a platymopus? I've called it a platymopus.
Southern people tend to add letters
you know
where
why
they
I love
don't
her?
Go.
And we've loved her for so many years because she's authentic. She's fearlessly authentic. Yeah. She's been herself all these years on camera, off the camera, and that's why we all love Jessica Simpson.
For sure.
How about
and
you,
that
Justin?
Actually rolls right into mine when she wrote her memoir, Open Book, the tell-all book that kind of talked about her sex abuse and, you know, that she suffered at the hands of someone that she knew and struggling with alcohol addiction. And I kind of remember what it meant for me to come out and not hide anymore and how freeing that was. So to see that Jessica Simpson is going through something like that right now in her life after all of the pressure to suppress and hide it, to, you know, conserve this perfect image as an artist, that for me is one of my favorite moments. And the book was actually really good.
The book was brilliant. That gave us at least 2 months worth of news and celebrity news because she was releasing it bit by bit before she released
exactly.
the book. And I can just remember when it was, we were like, this is incredible what she's saying in the inside.
Especially all the John Mayer stuff was pretty crazy.
Oh.
No, it was amazing. You guys, I just have to show you some photos that have been circulating around Twitter. This is Demi Moore's bathroom that she shared, and everyone has questions. Can we show these photos? All right, now there's a couch, there's some carpet, there's like a doll in the wall. There's just like a lot going on here.
What is
I don't
happening?
Know what's going on. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, this feels like a Victor Cruz bedroom. This feels like a bedroom oh, you'd find goodness. In a Victor Cruz house, potentially, Vic.
No, I wouldn't put this floral couch in front of my bathroom. I wouldn't put a statue in front of my at the foot of the tub there. Like, what is that a statue even of? Myself with a well, I probably would have a statue of myself with a sword looking regal in the corner. That'd be dope. Look at that. Is that herself?
Some people are voyeurs. It's actually a Joan of Arc statue, she said in previous posts. And I just think for me, I do my best work in the bathroom. And when you have like 4 kids, you keep all your good stuff in your bathroom so they don't touch it. So that's what Demi's doing.
No, the carpet next to the toilet is the thing. This has to be a female bathroom because if you've ever lived with a male, mum, dad, brother, whoever, and you have carpet next to the toilet, that is disgusting. I'm tapping
out. I'm going to leave it right there.
Please.
Coming up, you guys, Oprah and Gail reunite. Just how far did the BFFs go to see each other? And how far would you go to see a friend during this pandemic? Stick around.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We are back with Would You Do It? Okay, now listen to this. Oprah and Gail have reunited after being stuck on opposite coasts. But before they got to hang out, Oprah made Gail and some of her coworkers quarantine in her guest house for 13 days. First of all, I would quarantine in Oprah's guest house for 13 years.
The service.
But would you do it? Would you actually do it to hang out with a friend? And would you trust your friend to do it as well?
If it was a friend with benefits, 14 days seems fair. For any of my lifelong friends, it's enough to FaceTime them, to talk to them for an hour or two. I don't need to sacrifice 14 days of my life to see any of my good friends. But mind you, if I was seeing any of my good friends, I'd be camping in a tent outside their home. So no, I wouldn't do it unless there was some benefits there.
I'm just wondering, like, when Gail came over and Oprah was like, yo, Stedman, you got to move over. You know, Gail's going to be in there for a little bit. You got to just make some room. Stedman's like, all right, I guess. Like, how am I safe? Like, she's quarantining with me over here. How am I safe from COVID-19? You're not thinking about me right now.
By the way,
I think I would do it if you want to, you know, hang out with your friends, quarantine for a couple of days.
By the way, you know that Stedman was like, wait, why did Gail only have to do 13 days? You made me do 2 months when I came back from Chicago.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Exactly.
I just love that my poor, like, interns don't get much from me, but Gail's interns get to go to Oprah's house for 13 days. Like, come on.
Exactly.
It's a good life. I actually came up with a TV idea. There should be a show called Hotel Quarantine, which has got 28 rooms. So you've got partners there and you check in, and over 14 days you start meeting people. And by the 14th day, you get to choose to spend a night in a room with somebody. I feel like that could be a very good concept. And E, if you like it, give me a call.
I just wrote that down. We're gonna pitch that. We're pitching that, Scott.
Victor, put my name on that pitch sheet. All right, guys, we are going to leave you today with a little feel-good Friday presented by AT&T 5G. Okay, now let's start with some powerhouse ladies. InStyle magazine just dropped their 50 badass women's list, and this year they're honoring one healthcare worker from every single state. These women have been working nonstop during this pandemic, and get this, some even traveled to other states that needed a little extra help. Ooh, they went to Florida. Now, for these ladies, giving up was not an option. Come on, everybody. Tell me this is not the most badass thing InStyle has ever done.
That's incredible. Especially during these times, you always want to pay homage to the women and men out there that are just doing their thing and helping people during this pandemic, especially the first responders.
And you've got to keep coming back to these first line workers out there. Whenever we're complaining in isolation in our lives, oh, we're filming from home, they are putting their lives on the line. They've done so much great stuff. They continue to work around the clock. I think there should be a documentary on each and every one of them. Brilliant stuff.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
All right, guys, let's move on to this future badass woman, a 4-year-old girl who is not happy about being catcalled by a little boy. Take a look at this.
I was just relaxing, and a boy was trying to get me over there, and he said, "Coo-coo, coo-coo, coo-coo." And that's not how you get a girl to get over there. You have to use your manners.
She's so
Victor,
cute, first of all. But
how cute
no,
is that?
If my daughter got catcalled and she tells me about it, I'm coming to school. We're going to have, where is he at? Point him out. Is that him right there? Yeah, we're going to have a conversation.
I just want to know the attitude of this young lad to start already cuckooing girls at such a young age.
Yeah,
I was definitely not cuckooing. I was scared of girls at that age.
Terrified.
He's totally Australian.
Absolutely.
All right, now this next story is pretty awesome. Rayhan Staden is a former garbage collector who was just accepted to Harvard Law School. This 24-year-old from Maryland would wake up at 4 a.m. to help support his family. He finished with a 4.0 from Bowie State, and now he's going to the most badass law school ever. I just want to say congratulations
to
you.
We see you. Keep killing it.
Awesome at work.
Yeah.
You guys, we have to go. More Daily Pop on Monday. Join us. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
See ya.